I'm Steve, creator of the geocaching rock band, The Travelogues, and you are listening to Geocaching Down Under with your host, Purple Cache Eater.
G'day and welcome everyone. Welcome to March. Welcome to the third episode of GDU for 2024. Oh, how's everyone doing tonight? I hope you're all having a good time. So first cab off the rank, apologies for the change in lineup tonight. Due to a family emergency, ZQX couldn't make it tonight, so we're sending best wishes to his wife for a speedy recovery, and I will get him back on the show at some point in time to have that discussion. But I do have some very capable replacements tonight. So tonight I'll be joined by Julie, DTY and Tank Engine Choo Choo. And we're going to be talking all about the games and adventure labs and all sorts of other things that are happening at the Capital Geobash in literally like 2 weeks' time. So if you are going, listen carefully. If you're not going, then that's just not cricket and you should be going. So what are you doing with yourself? But if you're not aware, my name is Purple Cache Eater. I am your host for GDU. And have a chat in the chat room that's over there on the side or the bottom, depending if you're on Facebook or YouTube. Please remember to keep it PG. This is a family show, and we do have some children watching or listening. So if you could just be respectful to one another, that would be great. If you've got any questions for the guest tonight, chuck them in the chat room and I will get them answered for you. If we don't cover it, put them in the chat and I will bring it up as well. Now, we have another winner for the GDU calendar photo of the month for February, and it was a big month, February, so congrats to the winner. We'll be going through that one later. Stick around to make sure it wasn't you. Maybe it was. We'll have to find out. We've also got a couple of prizes to give away tonight and also some mystery prizes. How exciting is that? So stick around. We'll be drawing those later in the show. You do need to be watching live to win. So if you're listening back, I apologize. Now, I would like to give a special thanks to our sponsors here at GDU. So special thanks to Lainey at LK Consulting Group for the marketing, mentoring and the coaching program. Thank you to John and Di from geostuff.com.au for their continuous support and monthly prizes here at GDU. Thank you very much. And a special thanks to See My Shell. See My Shell, Aussie geocacher over in America at the moment. He does our audio editing and some video editing for us here at GDU as well. So thank you very much, SMS. Appreciate that. And a big shout out and thanks to my mum for supporting the shows. Thank you very much. Now, as I mentioned, we do have some prizes to give away tonight. So if you would like to be entered into the prize draw, you will need to go to this URL. It is tinyurl.com/GDU wheel. And the keyword for tonight is Trevingo. Now, it is case sensitive, so you will need a capital T at the beginning of the word there. So it is Trivingo. That is your keyword. So pop in your caching name, the keyword, and also your email address, and you will go into the prize for tonight. And let's have a little look and see who is joining us live. I'll give you a quick shout out to a few people here in the chat room tonight. So who have we got? We've got Isopedo. We've got Angel G. We got Glitz. Welcome, welcome. We've got Fitzy. We've got Shawfort24. We've got At the Lake House joining us live. Thanks, love. That is awesome. We've also got Ciara. Thank you. Thank you for joining us live. We've got Datsun1600. Or 1600, however you want to pronounce that one. There you go. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, we've also got Kimberly Creek, last month previous prize winner. That's awesome. Pagel is here as well. Welcome, welcome. We've also got Di and Bill Morgan watching all the way from St. Arnett. Isopeter is joining us live. We've got Spider Monkey's mum as well. Thank you for joining us live. We've also got Strange Trousers, James 1106 or 116, 0116. Oh, we'll get it right, I promise. Chuck and Chunk is also joining us live. Krusty 89. Hi, Chanel. Welcome for joining us. We got Hev Walker. We got Scramping. We got Bernie 345 also joining us. Richery is here. Dennis AUS1 is here. Turtle 2284. My goodness. No worries. And wife are watching from Melbourne. G'day. Thanks for joining us, Rod. Really appreciate it. That's awesome. Excellent. Who else have we got? There we go. You've been wearing your cap and the trackable. That's fantastic. Hopefully someone's discovered your prizes now. That's awesome. Team Casho is here as well. That's awesome. Traveling Bees is also joining us live. That's cool. So if you want to be in the prize draw, go to tinyurl.com/GDU. We'll enter in the keyword Trevingo. It is case sensitive. Ah, Patrol 14 from Brizzy. You just made it, love. Good job. Excellent. The Nabes are here too. That's awesome. Excellent. All right. Well, we do have a bit to get on with tonight as well. I'm sure it's going to be a little bit hectic. If you are aware, I did have a different guest planned, so I don't actually have any questions prepared. So this is going to be very interesting. It's going to be very good. But no, I'm sure it's going to be a good time. So let's get started with some news and let's get started with a welcome, actually. How about that?
Welcome to the show!
Geocaches, muggles, viewers,
and listeners, over to you, PCE.
Let's get on with the show!
Yes, some familiar faces there. Thank you very much for that welcome. Okay, let's get on to the Aussie and New Zealand event. So next event on the calendar, as I say, it's 2 weeks away. It's the Capital Geo Bash. Mega. It's going to be in Canberra over Easter time. So it starts basically from Monday the 25th all the way through to Monday the 1st of April. The GC code for that one is GC9PNFB. Don't forget to log your will attend on geocaching.com. And when you do, make sure you write in there that you saw it on GDU and you might get a little something, something in your welcome pack. Then you got to head over to the website. Let me just pop that there on the screen, or did I not put it on the screen? There it is, geobash.osmega.com.au. Head over to registration and make sure you register so you get your car flag and your welcome pack as well. You don't want to miss out on that as well. If you would like more details on the Capital Geobash, head on back to YouTube or Facebook and watch the replay from last month's show where we went through it in detail with Farmers 5 and Tank Engine. Tonight we're going to be covering a slightly different element and a few more things that have been released since. So if you'd like the overall, head on back and watch the last episode. Moving on from there, following on from that, we have Western Australia Goes Big in 2024. This one is GCAGV8Y. That's GCAGV8Y, Western Australia Goes Big. And the West Oz Geocaching Committee will be hosting the 11th Western Australia Goes Big event, and it's going to be in Augusta. Now, that's going to be on the weekend of the 20th to the 23rd of September, and the event is being held on the Saturday. So there'll be a weekend packed with all sorts of activities. There's going to be kayaking, canoeing. There's going to be a CETO and even a four-wheel drive trip to Lake Jasper. So if you can get over to Western Australia, head over and do that one. Now, flying over the ditch, we're going over to New Zealand. And the next one following on is Geo Taroa. That one is GCA7ZHD. GCA7ZHD. And that one's going to be held in Dunedin in New Zealand. That's going to be on Saturday, the 27th of October, between 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And it's going to be held at the Sharks Rugby Football Club in Dunedin. There will be some side events running from Friday, the 26th through to Monday as well. So if you can get to that one, do. That one should be a good one. That'll be a big one in New Zealand as well. Now, we do have some souvenirs. So hopefully you earned your Leap Day event souvenir by finding any geocache or attending an event. Actually, you had to find four geocaches, attend an event or complete Adventure Lab on the 29th of February. We've also got the Cash-In Trash Out. Season 1 has started from March 1 through to the 31st of May. You need to attend or host a CETO to get that souvenir. Following on from that, we have got the Blue Switch Day. So you need to find a geocache, attend an event, or complete an adventure lab on the 2nd to the 4th of May. Then we have the June Solstice. Same again, find a geocache, attend an event, or complete an adventure lab. That one is on between the 19th and the 21st of June this year. So that's the June Solstice souvenir. We've also got the International Geocaching Day souvenir. That's going to be the 17th of August. That one keeps coming around every year, so make sure you keep up your streak and get your International Geocaching Day souvenir for that one. We've also got Cash In Trash Out Season 2. That's going to be between the 1st of September and the 30th of November. Then we've got World Postcard Day. So that one's going to be the 1st of October. And rumor has it, to earn a postcard souvenir for World Postcard Day, you might have to complete an adventure labs. But at this stage, it's all rumors and nothing is confirmed. So keep your eyes peeled. Headquarters will release some details as we get closer to the time, no doubt. Then later on in the year, in October, we have International Earth Cache Day. So this one you need to find an Earth Cache for. And that one is on the 12th to the 13th of October. You can also find a geocache, attend an event or an adventure lab for that. And we've got the December Solstice. So we're going big on the solstices this year. This one is on the 20th. Oh, the 20th of December. That's a good day. The 20th of December to the 22nd of December to get the December Solstice badge. And then we do have the Farewell 2024. And we've got a week to get that one. So 24th through the 31st of December to get that one. And that is a rundown of all the souvenirs for the year of 2024. So let us get on with the show and we'll bring our salubrious guests on. But before that, because I know you all love it so much, let's get the show started.
Welcome to the show.
Geocaches, muggles, viewers
and listeners, over to you, PCE.
Let's get on with the show.
Back by popular demand. Love it. I love it. Okay, so let's bring on the three guests for tonight. Here we have, we got Julie, DTY, and Tank Engine. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's such late notice. It's really wonderful.
Happy to
be
here.
No problems. Plenty to talk about.
Absolutely. Now, you're telling me that there's some more details and some more things to be finalised, which is excellent to hear. So basically I'm just going to hand it on over to you and you can tell us what's going on, what's new since last month.
Yep. Well, we've got a heap to talk about that hasn't been talked about before. It's a little bit more updates on the games, the Trevingo night, what else did we have?
Yeah, no.
The ALs, the food, ALs, yeah. Volunteers, all of that. So we can cover most of that tonight.
Perfect. All right, so where do you want to start?
Start with the games.
We'll start with the games.
On the list we got Lego bags.
Which is part of the games.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've got a question here about the Lego bags. So how about you start there?
Yep, so the registration will be available from Friday onwards. The bags will be able to pick up when you get signed off, and they'll be at a table by themselves until probably Sunday when it gets a little bit less and everyone sort of picked theirs up, and then we'll merge a couple of the tables together that include the tours and games and those rego bags for anyone that's really
great. So people have got the Friday through to the Sunday to pick up their rego badge basically.
Yeah. Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I think I'm not sure, but I think Lego is finished. So there's custom things in those bags, like the car flags, name tags, and all of that. And I think we've submitted that stuff to be made up. So as of now, you probably just get a generic bag with have the same stuff, but without your name on it.
Yep. Okay. Fair enough. I can appreciate there's a cutoff date for that.
Yep.
But the things that aren't generic, like the special games that we've designed from the games team, because we are part of the games team.
Well, I was just going to say, I believe we've got part of the games team here with us tonight.
Just a couple. Just the other lot are off gallivanting around us.
Of course.
On a cruise and having a great time and in Western Australia.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
All right. So in terms of games, when do they start?
When you pick up your rego pack. So there'll be geocaching bingo and there will be Space Hunt.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us what's involved?
Space is a little bit of the theme for this sort of
the mega
and the gadgets.
Okay. Nice.
So, and you get your personalized flag and your name tags and your various other items like vouchers, information sheets, and things like that. And you'll get a sitemap in the actual rego bags.
Oh, perfect. Good, good. Because this is pretty much a new facility that we're using, Canberra Park, isn't it?
It is a new facility.
Certainly new. Not only new, as in it's probably been there for a couple of years, but it's definitely new to us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There you go. Now, I know I didn't have any questions planned for you, so you may not be able to answer this one, but is there accommodation still available? I know the camping's all gone.
Apparently, and the accommodation is available, yes.
Okay, great.
Yep, okay. There's a few rooms left.
Perfect. So head to canberrapark.com.au and book it ASAP.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. But there's no campsites, there's no caravan sites. They're all gone.
Yeah, they're long gone, yep.
So the rooms are in dorms, and in the room you've got usually four beds, two bunks with its own bathroom and such. They're not huge rooms, but you're not going to spend much time in there. You'll be out geocaching and such. So it's only for a bed to lie in.
You can't have four adults in there because you can only have children on the top bunks. You cannot have adults. So it's if there's only two adults, there's only two people in the room, and it's $50 per person per night.
All cost the same anyway, yep.
Okay.
So you've got two people in the bunk rooms, it's still only $100 for the night.
Perfect.
So it's a good deal.
Yeah, it is cheap, yeah.
Yeah. Good. Anyway, so then we go on to the next, on to Saturday night. It seemed to be a very popular event and sold out quickly, our Trivingo, because you just can't make do with trivia. You got to have a bit of bit of other stuff involved.
I'm going to add a little extra element. I like it.
So do you want... You don't just get plain old trivia here.
So what's happening on this trivia bingo night?
So we're going to have three rounds of trivia and three rounds of bingo. They'll be mixed in. Bingo is a couple of the bingo rounds have a twist. It's not just numbers. There'll be a bit of fun in that. Unfortunately, it's booked out, so anyone that does want to join now, sorry, you're a bit too late. And there'll be other games in between those rounds. But pretty much we're going to have 15 tables that can fit about 8 people per table. It'll be first in best dress. We're not going to assign tables or anything like that. You'll be signed off as you come in the door as being registered for the games. But then it'll be you find your own table and you sit where you want
to. So if you've got a large team that you would like to have together, get there early to make sure you get a whole table.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And if you're there late, you're just joining whoever you can squish on with.
That's it. We're all friendly people.
That's fun too. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's all fun.
It is nice meeting new people.
Yeah.
So, and there'll be games in between those trivia and the bingos. Like there'll be envelopes on the table which will have games sort of in the intervals.
Yeah.
Right.
And all of those will go, you'll get points that will go to your final tally in the end, including a best dressed hat. The best decorated hat that has a Easter in space sort of theme, as we say, part of our theme is space and it's Easter time. It's just to make it a bit more quirky.
We're not quirky enough.
Space bunny.
Perfect. We've got 2 weeks to make our Easter bonnet.
And the winning table will get 5 points. Yeah. So that's
towards their score.
Right. Okay.
5 points will be important.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Glenn, you should have been watching our show last month. We did announce registrations were open for the trivia night. But, yes, they did book up, I think, within a day or two. It was pretty quick.
Which was a little bit of a surprise for us because, sadly, we couldn't actually make it an event. We wanted to have it as an event, but event stack, so that didn't happen. But it was booked up anyway, so that's all good.
It's great.
Now, I do have another question here from James. I'm not sure if it's in regards to the tours or for the trivia night, but will there be a wait list?
No, not for the trivia night at all because we've only got a maximum of games for the night, and so there's a maximum of people.
Yeah,
and we just won't know until the night. Tours will have a wait list. There is a wait list for tours. So if someone does pull out, then at the tours desk, they will have, if there's spare seats on something or
Is it contactable? Or?
Actually, in a way, getting back to the trivia night, bingo night, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to have a wait list because actually some people unexpectedly not be able to go.
Yeah.
So other people can go.
So it might not hurt to
come up and ask.
Come up and ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when we know that, I don't know when will we know that it'll be at the very last minute, I guess.
Yeah. If you booked and you can't make it, please let us know.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep. Some other important things for the night. It's your bring your own drinks, snacks, that's alcohol, your cups and glasses, serviettes. There's going to be none of that provided on site, so you'll have to bring your own. And most importantly, we have a special MC who's going to be running
Who
the
is
night.
It? Who is it?
I don't know.
Purple.
Something purple.
Yay. The crowd goes wild.
Purple Quesito, Terri-Ann is our MC for the night, and we're looking forward to that.
Yes, that's it. It's going to be interesting.
It will be fun.
In theory, if all the technology works, we're going to have all the questions and stuff on television screens in the room, which, well, we especially try to do for the deaf people as well. So
yeah, fair enough. Okay. Good idea.
All right. So whatever you bring, you have to take away as well. So if you if you bring your chip packets and everything or your snacks or your cups and glasses, please make sure you take it away with you as well.
I think that's pretty
much it for the night. If you've got any questions, you can contact us and let us know.
Okay.
You want to go into
ALs?
Yes.
All right. So we've got 50 ALs all up for the whole mega. We've got 20 gadget caches. Those gadget caches will be in one of the dorms. Everything will be available in the dorm.
So the map in your ledger pack will show where that is. And it's in one of the large dorms a little bit up from the registration.
And the picture that's up on the screen at the moment is actually 10 ALs that we have designed this to be released, and I think it's going to be released tonight. It's already on our website. You can go to GeoBash and look under information, and you will have a link to the AL page. And those 10 puzzles can be solved and checked before coming to Canberra. So you can solve them. If you've got any questions, please contact the owner of the AL designer. And when you do come to Canberra and the ALs are released on the Friday with all the other, with the whole 50 are released, you will be able to answer them then.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. So we've got time.
Yeah. So you've got 2 weeks to solve the puzzles. There is a checker. Read the instructions. I didn't read them straight away, and I got it wrong. But anyway, let's move on from that.
Oh, I think we all do that, don't worry.
And you will be able to check that it is correct, that it matches.
Right.
And all the instructions are there. Just read it carefully. Have a go at the puzzles. If you've got any questions, please contact the puzzle owner, and their name is on it.
And when did you say they go live?
They're live now.
Oh, they're live now. Okay.
Yes, but you won't be able to go to the site. You can answer them now, but you can't actually go the ALs until the Omega.
You can
until
solve them now, but you cannot answer the AL question until you get here.
So you'll have all the code words once you've solved them, then you just come open, answer the code words.
Yep.
Perfect.
I'm all ready.
And as well, on the site, you can come and find us or the puzzle team or whatever, games team, and we can help.
Help.
If you get stuck with trying to solve it. Because some of them, let me just say,
a couple of doozies. That's good. That's good. Something for everyone.
For the gadgets. You can't solve the gadgets before you go.
No,
that's right.
But you will have plenty of time for the gadgets. Like they will be available Friday, Saturday, Sunday, most of the day.
Yeah.
If really want to have a go at solving them, and some are really tricky. But if you want that time, come later after everyone's gone through and done the mass crowd in the first sort of day.
Yeah.
Come a little bit later so you've got some time to solve those.
Because they are really excellent.
Oh, that's awesome. And are they in the main building?
No. They'll be in one of the dorms.
There's the Batong dorm, which is one of the larger ones, which is up sort of the end of the road opposite the camping, but it'll be shown on the map.
It's on the map.
It's on the map.
Go to the map on the website.
Then we have 10 suburban ones. So you'll have to go in North Canberra, you'll have to go, what did we call it?
We're thinking something along suburban sites.
Yeah, suburban sites and
something like that.
And
you'll know what it is.
And then what do we got here?
And then we've got Where's Gangles is another 10 ALs on site.
Yep. Okay.
You've got to try and find
him. You've got to find him. He's hiding. In varying places.
10 locations about the site, yes.
Yes. Perfect. And we don't tell you where they are. You have to find
them. I like that.
The dots are just random. They're not where the Gangles is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there may or may not be a little bit of a hint on some of them in the AL itself, but you know.
Okay. So keep your eyes peeled.
Yes. Same with the gadgets. Read the descriptions. Some of them will help solve the gadget.
These gadgets have been in the making for over 2 years and they've been tested on various guinea pigs. And some of them seem to be quite a lot harder than anticipated. So for those ones, there might be some nice hints in the AL itself.
Perfect. Oh, that's good. Give everyone a chance.
Yeah, read the description, please.
Read the description.
So,
food. So food has come up. We have booked for food on the at the Canberra Park. So we have breakfast from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
And dinner. Friday, Sunday,
six to eight, isn't it?
We've got to confirm that for the Saturday night because
Travingo.
It's
in the same location.
We've got to confirm that. But anyway, 6 to 8 on the breakfast is $20.50 and the dinner is $30.50.
$60.
Oh my god!
The 50 and the 60 is the PayPal cost.
Yeah. And they, that's fair enough. Okay, and that's available to purchase now. And
so you go into the shop,
and you do.
And you
the food
them.
looks lovely. So
yeah, it should be good. Fish on Friday.
The breakfast. Oh my god.
Yeah, breakfast looks good.
Kitty Catch is here. About time. What are you doing on that cruise, girl? You should be here working.
It's a phone fighter. Put your camera online.
Floating around the ocean.
That's it.
So with dinner and that, it's bring your own drinks and alcohol. But they will supply tea and coffee. And I think for breakfast as well, it's tea and coffee. If you want to bring your own alcohol for breakfast, sure, go for it.
But there's no...
Dodgy.
No corkage.
Yeah. Champagne breakfast, I'm sure. But
no corkage, that's all.
No corkage.
Okay, no corkage.
It must be booked by Monday the 18th. Yeah. Monday the 18th is when it will close and you can't book for the dinner or the breakfast anymore.
It's so. They need time to
fair enough.
And I don't think that there's any limits on seats for that. But this place can accommodate hundreds and hundreds of people.
Perfect.
So I doubt that you will not get in. If you want meals, they will be available.
Great. That's good.
Not sure if there's juice for breakfast.
There's certainly tea and coffee.
I think there's juice.
Tea and coffee. I can't remember whether there was juice.
I think there is juice. I'm just going to throw that in there. I remember seeing somewhere about
it. It'll be a surprise when we get there. Yeah.
All right. How many bottles?
Apple and orange. Make mine orange. Oh, dear.
I want apple.
I don't like pulp in my orange juice.
I always have pulp. It's
healthy.
Yeah,
I don't need that much fiber.
All right.
So,
what have we got next?
Is the next thing. Oh, wait, we've got a question.
We've got a question here from James. Will any of the ALs be permanent ones like the Great Leap Forward Mega?
30 will be permanent.
So and that's the North Canberra stuff?
Yes.
And which, the puzzles?
The puzzles and the, and I'm pretty sure the puzzles will stay.
I guess.
Because as long as the website is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's okay. But the gadgets, obviously not.
The gadgets will be the one. Let's not confirm about the question mark.
And Where's Gangles will not be permanent.
Where's Gangles?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 20.
20 will be permanent.
The puzzles, yeah. Are looking at being permanent, yes.
Perfect, perfect. And to answer your question as well, James, breakfast will be juice, fruit and yogurt available and the hot cookie items.
Have a look at the website. Oh, yes. The website will tell you what's on the menu, yes.
It outlines it beautifully exactly what's in. It's got pancakes, it's got scrambled eggs.
Whoa. I just want to eat there. Another question here from you, from Dylan. Will there be the GPS maze at all?
No maze.
No maze.
That's all done.
Yeah.
All done.
No maze.
The issue with the maze partially was that although this is a cool venue and it's going to be really good, it's not geared up like, say, other venues. It's there's not huge sort of halls that we can use, and the main halls that we've got are used for other activities. So we didn't really have a spot where we could put the maze, but then we also thought, well, we've had the maze a few times in Australia now. Mm. So,
and it's prohibitively expensive.
That's it.
Right.
So someone asked about where can you see the AL puzzles. It is on the GeoBash website.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down to the menu to information, and across and down, you will find the, juice fruit, yeah.
No, but just that question about the lactose-free milk. And so, on the website, there is, when you book your meals, there's a special box where you can put in special requirements in that box.
Perfect. Excellent. Yep. Fabulous. So, yes, in terms of puzzles, head over to GeoBash website and then go into information and then down to puzzles, and you end up on this page here, which is sites.google.com/view/mystery-puzzles/home, and it lays out all of the puzzles, the mystery puzzles there, even gives you the checking puzzle solution example so you know what you're doing, and it's all laid out there for you as well.
Please read the description.
I don't think we can stress enough to look at the description.
That's good. And what do? I never read the description, so there you go.
Well, that's like me. I always find the path on the way out rather than the way in. So,
dogs allowed.
I think if you're camping, you can.
If you're camping.
I
have to confirm
that one, though.
It should be on their website, though. Not the GeoBash website, but the Canberra Park website would tell you.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they're also going to have people from the folk festival staying there as well.
Yeah.
So there's not just staying there. There's other.
Yeah, we.
And I think there's another group, too.
So yeah, because that the site can accommodate hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, which is, well, I guess poor timing on our behalf, but we couldn't help it. It's Easter is also the folk festival, which is just on the other side of the road, and they're going to have like 5,000 people. So some of those dudes will probably share some of the accommodation with us as well, but it shouldn't bother us too much.
Fair enough. We've
got a couple of wings which are just for us geocaches. So,
oh, perfect. Okay.
Yep.
That's nice. All right. Question here from Darkside Jan. Will there be lots of opportunities to meet Signal? When and where?
Sick. Apparently he quit.
He's quit. Okay. Yeah. Couldn't handle the workload.
Adelaide was all too much for
him. Exhausted in Adelaide.
And I'm sure
Dan
will know better than us.
Dan would know better.
So I don't know that there's specific times and days, but I'm sure there will be, like when we're having maybe the wedding, you never know. The wedding might, Sigma might.
Maybe Sigma's the celebrant, who knows?
Ooh.
Maybe Sigma might be the bride. I think he'd probably be more like the flower girl.
There will be times, but we do not know when those times are.
But yes, Sigma will be there.
You will be.
Yeah. You've got to keep your eyes peeled, ready to jump out and grab Signal the Frog.
So are we having an opening ceremony?
Yes,
so opening. He'll be at the opening ceremony.
More than likely. Yep. And we've got a closing ceremony as well and a whole bunch of stuff in between.
Perfect. Excellent. Ah, that's awesome. So in terms of games and adventure labs and all of that, is there anything else that has been released?
I think that's about it.
We've covered food.
Food, ales, games, rego packs, volunteers.
Volunteers,
people to help out. We have a registered site for you to see what's available with the times, and you can just enter in when you want to volunteer on what station, whether it's parking or gadgets or something. And mm-hmm. for those special people who help us, we have a special
this
for them.
First news, you've never heard this one before.
Oh, there you go. Exclusive, yes. Carry on.
There's going to be a special path tag for mm-hmm. volunteers. This is only going to be available to volunteers. Nobody else will get this path tag.
Okay, and do they need to purchase that?
No. If you are volunteering, you will get one.
Only
volunteers will get them.
That's it.
Fantastic.
And you can find volunteers. They'll all be wearing high vis.
Excellent. Brighter than the bright green shirts.
Yeah, pink, green.
No, not
yellow.
These shirts. It'll be different shirts.
Yeah. Just the high vis.
Yeah. No, all good. So I've just put the link in the chat room for the volunteers sign up. Form, but if you go through the Capital Geobash website, you can navigate to the volunteers sign up page, and they've got all the times there. They've got what they're doing, whether it's a parking marshal or whether it's set up or where you are and times and how many's left. Just click on the one you want to volunteer for and fill in the details. It's as simple as that, nice and easy. And then you just need to remember to put it in your diary so you don't forget that that's the time you've committed to.
So as far as parking is concerned, like getting to the site, anyone knows going past Epic when there's an event on is hectic, but we are on the next field over. So mm-hmm. you would come past and you wouldn't be going down the side road where the tram goes. You come mm-hmm. a bit further. There will be ample parking, but it will be on the grassed area out the front. So
that's why we'd like some volunteers to marshal for that, because otherwise cars are going to go higgledy-piggledy.
Yeah,
there will be some banners to sort of show, which way to go, but we're not going to mark out each individual car spot.
Right, that's right, fair enough. And a question here, is there a set time or times to meet the lackeys?
Definitely there will be lackeys and reviewers. And I'm sure the times must be on the website. I can't tell you off the top of my head, though.
I think the reviewers one, isn't that on the Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Anyway, it'll be on the website.
Yeah. So you've got a question. Are there any events, games that don't need registration? In our registration packs, there are mm-hmm. two games. So mm-hmm. that's Space Hunt, which you will once you see it, you will understand. You will go out and find the caches that are related to it. And with and it goes into a draw, and someone gets drawn, and there will be a prize. So there are varying prizes for varying things mm-hmm. over the mega, as there is with everything. But the bingo, so you try and find someone who's done the special part, like 5,000 caches or climbed a tree, stuff like that. So there's Welcome Bingo or Introduction Bingo, which I think is a fabulous game for people to go up and talk to other caches. At the beginning in particular and over the early days. And that also will go into a draw for a prize. So,
lots of prizes.
We think that there will be a prize for a single line and a prize because don't you...
At the end of the day, there's going to be so many prizes. I don't even know how we're going to keep track of this because we've also got all the geoscience stuff. Like we've had the competition back in Earth Cache Day where geoscience.com.au held a competition to find Earth Caches out and about, and we had four Earth Caches per state, and people that found those on Earth Cache Day were in the draw. So we've got a lot of those coins to give out. I haven't actually seen the coin, but I believe they're done and dusted.
Okay.
So that would be good. So there will be lots of prizes. Yep. Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's lots awesome. Of prizes,
but as far as other games, you have to register for any of the tours. You had to register for the bingo, the trip bingo. Mm-hmm. And actually, I don't know when you're going to have time to do anything else except patient while we're there. While you're there.
So. Cameron's got a lot of cases to find.
If anybody buys all of them, I'll personally make them my gangles.
Oh, wow.
Canberra has big kill. Of the best cases in the world. So.
Yeah, we got chocolates.
And
yeah.
Lots of DVDs. Any kids-only games? Oh.
Kids-only? Well, we're going to have the Easter egg hunt. Yes. There will be the Easter egg hunt, which means, and again, look on the website for times. I don't know them off the top of my head, but we will have, and that's obviously for kids, basically, on the Oval area, there will be Easter eggs on Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. and aimed at the kids. And, of course, kids enjoy other games, like we're going to have the sponge foam block drop from the helicopter, which when I remember doing that one in Wagga, kids got fanatical about that one.
Yeah, that's right. So, James, there is no sign-up for the Easter egg hunt. It's 9 o'clock on Sunday. Yeah.
Try not to knock the children over, please.
Yeah, please. Let the real ones go first.
Let the ones below a metre have a go first, and then the ones above a metre can follow
you
along
can go
later.
Patient. They want the chocolate.
That's right. After the chocolate, you'll probably run to every cache anyway. There we go. Face painting is also available from 8 o'clock on Saturday, the 30th of March as well. So, yeah, there'll be lots of interesting people walking around.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of stuff which we covered last month.
That's it.
We don't have today, and it's all on the website.
Yep. It's all on the website, or go back and watch the last episode of GDU where we covered absolutely everything.
Watch GDU.
Go back through and see what some of those announcements were.
Yep, exactly.
Or ask, hit up the committee and ask them. Hit up the committee, ask them.
Yep.
Send an email. Someone will answer it.
Sure. Tankengine.com.au.
No.
Oh, tankengine@gmail.com.
I couldn't get
tankengine@woo-woo. Oh, I like it. Okay, so is there any more details that you'd like to share with us this evening?
That's about it. That's a lot of information.
It is.
If anyone's got questions, you can take them now.
Perfect.
Yes, so there is an event at the Old Canberra Inn. So there are two bookings. Kitty Catch has a booking and I have a booking. So Kitty Catch and Jolay. Have a booking at the back. So you walk through the Old Canberra into the outside garden area and we've got a couple of tables there. Come out, join in. You can stay for food if you like. But that night, the Mount Stranger tour is on. The night cache tour. That's on at 8:30.
That event also doubles us in lieu for sort of dinner for that night because we... Yeah. We decided not to have dinner on site that night because it would just double up.
Yep. Okay. Fair enough.
But, you're close to Dixon. There's lots and lots of places to eat. It's a very cosmopolitan part of Canberra.
Oh.
And they got all the weirdest beers you can think of on tap.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It is. Yeah.
Ah, dearie me. Oh, that's great. Okay.
I'm sure Chris has probably gotten through all of them.
I'm sure she's a right, Chris. She's
tasted
all of them now.
Yep.
Oh, okay. We've got a professional. She can give you some recommendations.
So name tags will be in your rego pack. Everyone will get that registered.
You get your own name on the own name tag, yes.
That's it. Or if you've got a T-shirt, you can wear it on your T-shirt.
Well, if you've got a shirt, you don't need a name tag.
Yeah.
That's it.
To be sure.
Put it on your hat or something. That's it. Top of the morning to you. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, if there's no more questions, we might move on So thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate you being able to, all three of you being able to step in tonight last minute. I know I only contacted you about lunchtime, so thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, we were going to be here anyway, so.
Oh, good. And there has been some new things, you know, become available and finalised, so it has been good to share those things as well. So that's great. Thank you. So stick around, gang. Don't go anywhere. We've got more show yet to go. And we will move on now to the travel bug race. So for those who aren't aware of our travel bug race, at the beginning of 2022, myself and Patrick from Founded Podcast, yeah, in Sweden. He won a travel bug in a prize on the show in December of 21. And rather than just post it to him, he said, well, how about you set it free with the mission to come and find me in Sweden? And I said, okay, that's a wonderful idea. So I set one free and he said, well, how about I set one free from here in Sweden with the mission to get to you in Australia and let's make it a race? And I said, okay, that sounds fantastic. So we set them off in January of 2022. Now, GDU version 1 actually went missing. It got to middle of Victoria and then accidentally went missing. So I released a second one a little bit later and luckily it has gone a ways around the world. So from here you can see it's gone from Australia over to Europe and then crossed over into America and it has bounced around Florida and it is currently just outside of Orlando in Florida. I've also got some pictures here of its travels as well. So the travel bug tracking code is TB9E7VK. You can jump on geocaching.com and have a look for yourself. There's a few more pictures online as well. But, yeah, I mean, you can see the top left there. It's been with Kitty Catch and the crew to Helsinki. It's come down to Sydney. You can see it there in Fiji. Had a lovely holiday in Fiji drinking cocktails and going geocaching and sitting on hammocks and going for walks on the beach. Hey, DTY.
It was awesome. It was lots of fun. Very fun. Well,
you were the chaperone to the TB?
I was the chaperone. It was a very heavy drinker, so I had to keep an eye on it.
keep a close watch on that TB. I like it.
That's why I never got to the destination.
He came back to Australia and went on to thank you very much.
Is that why it keeps zigzagging, is it? It's got the wobbly boot on.
Wobbly.
Oh, it's awesome. So that's GDU version 2. So that's over in Florida. It did actually go via headquarters in Seattle, but it didn't have any photos or anything taken. It didn't stay very long, so I'm a bit upset about that. But this one here, this is the one that Patrick has released. So this is Found It Podcast Goes to Australia. That one is TB9JA1W, so you can follow along on its journey. And the top left picture there, you can see it's done a bit of adventuring around Europe and had quite a few stops over there. It's done a stop over in the Philippines and then it has come to Australia. And then it's the Quoggam. It went to the east coast around Brisbane, Gold Coast. It's come down along the mid-north coast of New South Wales, down to the south coast. It's bounced around Canberra a little bit, and now it's made its way back to Sydney. So on the bottom picture there, you can see it was last logged in Penrith, but I know that it is here on the central coast. And fingers crossed, it is making its way to the Capital Geobash, where I will hopefully pick it up there because that is the gravitational pull of all TBs in Australia in the coming month. So here it is here. Here it is here. Founder Podcast Goes to Australia, TB9JA1W, and you can see it's been to the Sydney Harbour, it's been to the bridge, it's seen the boat. There's Fitzy in the middle trying to throw it to me. He's going to chuck it from the south coast all the way up to the central coast. That's awesome. We got the crew there, the Canberra crew on the top right in Sydney at an event, the Vincennial event that Geocaching New South Wales put on. That was back in January. So there's everyone with their fingers on the TB to prove that it was here. Yeah, picture from South Australia. And there's Kitty Catch and Seabass in Stockholm with the TB as well. So it's currently, top left picture actually, there it is. It is currently with Mighty Minions, with all of its minion friends. So this is hanging with its friends there. So that is really cool. So hopefully I'll pick it up from Mighty Minions at the Geo Bash. So we'll see how we go. But so far for a tally, the Patrick's one. So Patrick coming to Australia, that one is winning. So it's done like, I don't even know what it's done. It's done like 76,000 kilometres so far. And the GDU one's done about 44,000 kilometres. So far Patrick is winning. But that's all good. It's been very interesting to follow. There we go. All right. So let's move on now to the photo comp of the month. And we'll announce the winner of the photo comp for February.
Do you think I've got a chance, do you reckon? What for? How about the calendar photo of the month? Let's see this month's winner.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much, SMS. So each month on Facebook of GDU, we run a photo comp. You can submit your photos and you can vote on other people's photos. So for the month of February, the winner, drum roll please, was... Oh, hang on. There we go. Technical hitch. So the winner is Stephen Barnes, and Barnsy has been a previous guest on the show. Barnsy and his mates here, they are over in Western Australia. So this picture here, the boys in the boat, is the boys out chasing first to finds on some T5 geocaches by boat and by fishing pole apparently on the Blackwood River in Augusta, Western Australia, so which is the location of the Western Australia Goes Big. So for this day, for this first fine run, they drove 700 kilometres round trip in the one day and 5.5 hours on the water, and they came home with a bag full of FTFs apparently. So there was a whole slew of FTFs there. So great photo, Barnsy. Thank you so much for submitting, and thank you everyone who voted. That was the outstanding winner for February. So this month's photo comp is open. It is on Facebook. Just head to this post here. It is pinned to the top of the page. So just go to the top of Facebook page. You can submit your photos in the comments, put in the GC code, the title, a bit of a story or the adventure that you're on when you were finding the geocache. It could be the view. It could be the geocache. It could be your mates geocaching or a funny video. I know you guys have submitted some funny ones for us, which is really cool. You can see that in the GDU calendar. Oh, dear. Yeah, so head over and submit your pictures there. Well, let's get on with some prizes because I know everyone's probably hanging around for some prizes. We've got a few to give away tonight, so let's get started.
Hi, PCE. It's Allied Oz here in Whadjuk Noongar country, also known as Perth, Western Australia. My friend and yours, John and Di from geostuff.com.au, have some prizes for you. Very generous, as they are every month. Let's see what they are.
Yes, excellent. Thank you very much, Allied Oz. So this month for prizes, geostuff.com.au, our major sponsor, are giving away two $25 gift vouchers for geostuff.com.au. Now, John and I have let me know that if you're going to the GeoBash and you win a gift voucher, you can use it at the store on site at the GeoBash. But if you're not going to the GeoBash and you win, you can also use it online to purchase anything online as well. So you've got two options there, either in person when you see them at the GeoBash, or you can get it online, which is very cool indeed. So hopefully everyone's been putting their name into the Wheel of Names. Oh, it's a kid with a toy, isn't it? So hopefully you've all had a chance. Head over to tinyurl.com/GU Wheel. You do need to put in your geocaching name. The keyword tonight is Trivingo, which is a combination of trivia and bingo, and it is case sensitive, so you will need a capital T. So it is T-R-I-V-I-N-G-O, and then put in your email address as well, just in case I need to contact you for the winner. So that is also put into the chat room there for you as well. So give you a few more moments to go over to tinyurl.com/GDU, put in your name, put in the keyword and your email address. And while you are all doing that, what was that?
Might be a good time to remind people, Terri-Ann, about the wedding.
Ah, yes.
And to put their will attends in, please. Otherwise, there will be no cake for you.
Oh, no, I don't want to miss out on the cake.
That's it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so head over to GCAKTHC, and that's Fitzy and Minnie K Get Married. 2:45, Saturday the 30th of April. Put in your will attends so you don't miss out on cake, as Julie has just said.
Apparently Minnie K is still contemplating about turning up.
Oh, really? Okay. That could be a last-minute decision.
Earlier in the chat, she may be there.
She might be there. All right. We might have to make it worth her while then, put some TBs or something.
Something.
Oh, dear. He got the date wrong. Jeez. That's a
Gavin,
rough start. Gavin.
Do one thing.
So is he going to turn up on the wrong day as well then? Honestly.
Maybe that's the plan.
Well, last episode he said it was all new to him. But
dearie me. Oh, dear. Fitzy, you're in trouble already. We're not even there yet. Oh, dear. All right. So hopefully that has given everyone enough time to jump online and put their name into the wheel of names. So let me just share my screen and we will get to the wheel of names.
I love that too much.
Oh, I know, right? Like, don't give a kid a toy. Like, it's dangerous. All righty. Here we go. Hopefully everyone has had a chance to put their name here and they're all mixed up. I don't think I've got any double ups. So, gang, if I could call on you to give me a quick countdown, we will start the spin.
Three, two, one.
Go.
Oh.
I'm one. You're number quick. Three.
Oh, dear. Who's it going to be? I think it's going to be Mama Bear 66. Oh.
Well,
that's awesome. Okay. So, Mama Bear 66, congratulations. Your name has been removed from the Wheel of Names. Oh, dearie me. So, your name has been written down and taken off the wheel, so you cannot win twice. Let's go again on the wheel of names. When you're ready, give us a quick countdown.
3, 2, 1,
go.
Bing, ching, ching. Here we go. Who's going to win? Who's going to win the second $25 voucher? I think it's going to be.
Don't do it.
I'm green with envy.
Yes.
All right, congratulations, Mama Bear 66 and Angel G for winning the $25 GeoStuff voucher. You can either use that on site at GeoBash where GeoStuff will be. Or if you're not going to be there, then you can use it online. So I'll be in contact with you later and just find out if you're going to be in attendance to the GeoBash or if you'd like to use the online version. Excellent. Now, guys, you did whisper something to me a little bit earlier about you might have something to give away.
Maybe. So we have two mystery packs. We're not going to tell you what's in them because it's a mystery. It's all part of the excitement of the GeoBash. So there's two mystery GeoBash packs up for grabs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we can put the wheel on those ones for people to
pick up at the mega.
Perfect. So pick up at the event and if they're not going to be, we'll post it out to them after the event.
Yep.
Yes, you will, Gavin. Actually, no. We'll get him up here somehow. Uh-oh. He will make it.
Jerry, me, that's awesome. Alrighty, so
no nanos, Annie. You can't buy nanos with that voucher.
Called out, Annie. Whoops. We've got your number. Alrighty then. Okay, guys. Now, would you like to do a spin of the wheel of maze?
Three, two,
go
for the mystery prizes. Okay, we'll do a spin. Hang on, let me bring that.
Let's get the wheel up first.
That's sorry, what she sorry. Said. Okay, here we go. Just there's go. The wheel. Okay, surprise. Woo! Nobody knows. Here we go. Here we go. So mystery pack number one. Yay!
Spend too much on
postage
for that.
Excellent. Congratulations, purposes. Okay, you have been removed from the wheel as well. So hopefully there will be one less name on the wheel and it looks like we are good to go. All right, you want to give us another countdown and we will
Three, two, one.
Here we go, here we go. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be as the wheel goes around? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Ah, congratulations, Bliss. You have won a mystery prize pack. So, Furfuses, LL and Gliss, I wonder if they're going to the Geobash. So who should they come and see? Should they come and find one of the three of you and just check in?
Yeah.
That one.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been nominated.
So, you know, that's where I live.
That's right, you might be incognito. Yeah. Nobody knows me. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Okay, great. Who is that? Who's that in the room? I can't tell who that is. Love it. It's like Superman. Oh, that's great. Okay, congratulations to all the winners tonight. And that is wonderful. So congratulations. I will actually not need to reach out to anybody looking at those names on the list because you're all going to be there. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. All right. Well, congratulations, everyone. Don't forget, if you enjoyed tonight, please like, subscribe, or hit the notification bell to make sure you don't miss out on an episode. They will give you a notification on YouTube and Facebook if you subscribe and like. Don't forget to write in with your stories, questions, or if you'd like to join us on the podcast, you can do so at geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. Or just let me know what's going on your neck of the woods and I can share that to the geocaching community. Once again, I'd just like to give a big shout out and thanks to the sponsors here at GDU. So big thank you, massive thank you to Laney at LK Consulting Group for the marketing, mentoring and the coaching program. If you need any marketing for yourself or your business, please do yourself a favor and contact Laney. I've also got John and Di from geostuff.com.au as my major sponsor, and they provide monthly prizes and support to the GDU podcast as well. So thank you, John and Di. I know they are otherwise engaged this evening, but normally they are here. So thank you very much for your ongoing support. I truly appreciate it. My newest sponsor is See My Shell all the way in America, the Aussie in America. He does audio editing and also some video editing for us as well. And big thank you to my mum for covering some of the cost of the show and general support of the show as well. Let's get on and also thank our Patreons as well.
G'day, PCE and the GDU family. Now, just like this tree has a big trunk to support its leaves and branches, you too can support this particular podcast on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/GDU podcast. Links are in the description below, and you too can be one of the main supporters of this channel for as little as $3 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee. This is See My Shell. Thanks for watching or listening. I'm over and out.
Thank you, SMS. All right, so shout out to Patreons of GDU, and I'll take a deep breath for this one. We've got See My Shell, Kitty Catch, Kingfisher, AU. We've also got Snappy Tomcats. We got Julie. We got Darren Archer. We got Captain Roverman. We got DTY73, Wollaston, Bange 5150, Founder Podcast, Team Casho, Hev Walker, James 0116, Darkside Jan. We've also got Scramping, Mighty Minions, Lee 737, G.O. Joe, Tattooed Squared, Contestant Gliss. Congratulations on the win. Allied Oz is also a Patreon. We've also got Cosmonaut 97, Isa Peter, who is watching, and Oz Glory, Pilot Jen, Roddy C from Queensland, and a young old fella, and Tank Engine Choo Choo. We've also got Green Cordial there. We got Burns. What was that?
Bernie H. I forgot him.
Bernie H. Oh, I skipped Bernie H. Bernie H. Burns 345, Chuck and Chung, Ben M70, Strange Trousers, Shorefoot 24, De Humbug, Datsun 1600, Scuzzy Bear, Bucko Raider, No Angel, Froggy Pancakes, and a couple of my newest Patreons, Nelzarama and DFC underscore JLK 2019. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, everyone who supports the podcast. It helps to cover the cost to run it each month for you, and is covering some of the cost of the Geobash as well, which I will show you when we get there. So don't forget, you can watch the replay on YouTube or Facebook. Thank you to my sponsors, Patreons, and thank you to you each for tuning in each and every month to watch live and making the show very, very interesting. I'd just like to give big, massive thanks, Julie, DTY, and Tank Engine. Thank you once again for joining me tonight.
No worries. Thank you for having us.
Yep.
Thanks for having us
again. Oh, not a problem. Yeah, thank you for going through even more details for the Geobash, which is just on, 2 weeks away now. So it's very exciting. You guys will be looking forward to catching up with some sleep. Yeah, you should probably turn. Oh, dearie me. All right. So thank you, everyone, for watching live. We will be back on the 9th of April. I'm PCE and this is GDU, and it's been so much fun. But don't forget to get lost to get found on GDU.
Just what you might find, geocaching down under. Get lost, to get found, geocaching down under. Get lost, to get found.